Well, you're in Wuhan now. Nice warm temperatures there, no doubt. You've been rolling around the city and visiting a number of places, including the high-tech development zone known as the China's Optic Valley. Why do they call it that? What sort of businesses are operating there to give it that moniker?
East Lake Zone is called China's Optic Valley mainly because it gathers the most advanced optoelectronic techniques in China. This place witnessed the production of China's first optical fiber, first optical transmission, and all optical fiber femtosecond laser. It's the domestically largest R&D base and production of optical devices. The application of the techniques has covered communication and manufacturing, among other purposes. For example, the company of Fiber Home is the Chinese cradle of optical telecommunication technologies. It's now one of the largest companies in China and the world to provide solutions to enterprises for individuals' optic fiber connection demand, letting customers enjoy ultra-speed, ultra-large capacity, and ultra-long distance of telecommunications. Another example is manufacturing. The company of Rakers is China's first company that specializes in research and development and large-scale production of high-power fiber laser, which is used for all types of industrial processing, especially those needing high-precision operations. China previously had no such technique, so it totally depends on equipment import. But now the situation has turned around. The fiber laser devices of Rakers have been constantly exported overseas. The technique is also expected to be utilized in 3D printing. Besides these two industries, and the high-tech development zone is also the center of mobile phone panels R&D and production in China. Some companies also developed a mature memory chip business.
And, I mean, I'm no technical expert. A lot of this stuff goes over my head, but can you give us some sort of examples as to what exactly these companies have been able to achieve as far as their technological advancements are concerned?
Okay, going back to that optical fiber telecommunication, the company of Fire Home has developed an advanced optical transmission platform that represents the world's leading level, enabling billions of people to call each other at the same time over one single optical fiber. The company's another achievement is that its broadband services, its multiple service access platform, which is available for smartphone, television, and internet to be connected simultaneously, enables movies sizing 25 gigabytes to be downloaded in just a few seconds. Now the company has taken up over 60% of domestic market share and 25% of international market in optical fibers and cables, with the sales volume ranking the first worldwide. Its optical devices also entered into world top six in terms of sales. The smartphone panel manufacturer China Star produces the same leveled phone displays as world-leading companies like LG and Samsung. Meantime, the company also has some new patents of their own, such as eye protection phone panels. And the whole optoelectronic industry is still growing. In 2015, the companies in the industry of development zone recorded total revenue of 1 trillion yuan. That is a 15% growth rate year on year. Back to you, Paul.
All right, good stuff, man. Thanks a lot.